Warum muss ich?
Woher erfahre ich?
Wie lange gedauert?
Wie kann ich?
Wer hilft mir?
Wen kann ich fragen?
Student Stories. 1000 Fragen. Ein Podcast. Folge 27. Who is Germany?
Germany. A country famous for its delicious dishes, marvelous music, friendly folks and polite people, and its neat nature. We wanted to find out what people coming from different countries and now living in Germany really know and think about the country and its people. We interviewed people from all over the world now studying and working at the University of Augsburg.
I am Ana Rebeca Leiva Garcia. I come from Mexico and I've been here for 5 years already, and I'm working for the University of Augsburg as a Spanish teacher.
Hello, my name is Yung Yima. I come from Slovakia. I study Deutsch als Fremdsprache.
My name is Peter James. I work in the Language Center at the University of Augsburg, and I'm from the nicest part of England.
I am Fiorella Ghisciarda. I come from North Italy, Aosta. And I am here in Augsburg for one semester and I study mathematics.
Hello everybody, I am Manca Antonio Luca and I come from the south of Italy. I am a university student and I study informatics and mathematics.
My name is Akiko Sawatai. I'm from Osaka, Japan, and I'm a Japanese instructor.
My name is Liz O'Leary. I'm Irish and I've been here for about 19 years and I teach at the Sprachenzentrum at the University of Augsburg.
Hi, my name is Aisha Gambo-Prote. I teach English at the Sprachenzentrum and I'm from the United States, from Virginia.
My name is Wesley Brenner. I'm from Seattle, Washington, in the United States, and I also teach in the Sprachenzentrum. I teach law and English.
So you come from various countries and you have one thing in common. You're now living in Germany. Let's do some brainstorming first. Name some words that come to your mind when you think about Germany.
Organized. Punctual.
Tidy.
Friendly. Strict.
Proper. Subdued.
Interested.
Kiel. Nordsee. Bayern München. Schumacher. And World War.
Germans are very thorough and they like eating cakes.
Anything else?
They drink a lot of beer. They are always on time. They eat a lot of sausage.
So you think this kind of food is typically German? Then tell us, what are the differences to the food of your home country?
Germans cannot cook pasta. Pasta is always too soft. And Germans put a lot of sauce on every food.
Well, the differences for me are very clear, especially that in my country the food is very spicy, with lots of chili, lots of lemon. On everything, you put lemon to your pizza, spaghetti, everything with lemon and chili.
Japanese food is healthy in comparison to German food. We eat many fishes and seaweeds, and it's not so oily.
So you mentioned beer before. What about alcohol and cigarettes?
Kids, teenagers smoke and drink a lot more here than they would in Ireland. I'm quite surprised at the number of kids at S-Bahn stations having their bottle of beer on a Friday evening.
Yeah.
That's very different. There's greater acceptance of
it's just sort of
kids drinking
culture,
here.
I think. Culture, I mean, of course, it's 21 is the drinking age in the US, so you see fewer teenagers drinking. I don't know if that means fewer teenagers are drinking, but you just don't see it as often because they're doing it
exactly
behind closed doors.
Cigarettes are a little bit more expensive than in Italy.
And cigarettes are everywhere.
Yeah, in Italy there is the automat next to the smoke shops. But here you can find, also when you get out of the church or
cinema.
I think it's easier to get here as well. At the university, you can drink on the streets. That's prohibited in Mexico.
Let's turn to something completely different. German music. Do you know any German musicians?
Bach and Mozart.
Lena, Grönemeyer, Tokyo Hotel.
On the one hand, there are the classical musicians like Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach or Beethoven, Joseph Strauss. But I think he was Austrian, actually. And then you have the modern music. From this category, I could name some, like Nena, die Ärzte, die Totenhosen, Böse Onkels, Sport Freunde Stiller, Youngerman. That's a reggae group from Berlin.
And so
bitte gib mir nur ein O.
It's thy finest essay.
And it's Christmas season. Would you like to present a Christmas carol of your home country?
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
Gendesi, drago senti, mindennek álma mi. Hold us on jolly, alleluia.
Si accendono, si spengono le luci di Natale.
How is Christmas celebrated in your home country?
Not religious. We celebrate with a decorated fancy cake and with an artificial plastic Christmas tree.
On the 25th of December, people give each other presents and they have a meal together.
25th of December?
Yeah, we also celebrate in Ireland on the 25th.
Mm-hmm. On the 25th as well, with the family, Christmas tree.
Yeah, open and presents in the morning.
Right.
Yes,
you open presents in the morning.
In the morning on the 25th,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Santa Claus brings them the night before.
Right. We have lots of food.
Yeah, big dinner that night. Yeah.
And one or two drinks. And watch a lot of Kevin Alone at Home and that kind of thing.
Yeah, Christmas movies, and only a little bit of family feuding. Just a small amount of fighting.
Right.
We have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's not very different.
Ah, okay. So Christmas in your home country isn't that different from Christmas traditions in Germany. But what about culture clash in general? Have you had any funny or embarrassing experiences in Germany you want to share with us?
We had a barbecue with my classmates and other teachers. And after eating, I wanted to have a gum, a chewing gum, because we had eaten lots of stuff. And then I went to one of the teachers and asked, "Hast du ein Gummi?"
I don't really like potato dumplings. My family doesn't either. When my family came over when we got married, we had lunch in my mother-in-law's garden and she made dumplings. And ever since that day, I've been teasing my wife by telling her that when none of the German family were looking, they threw the dumplings over the garden fence, and so she doesn't know whether to believe.
In Italy, when you say hello to someone, you kiss the cheeks like this. And it was very embarrassing here because people are not used to do that.
I came to Germany. One of my German friends invited me to a lunch. And at first, he served a big Apfelstrudel, but I didn't eat much because I wanted to eat a main dish after this tea time. But of course, I couldn't get any more because it was a main dish. And it is not believable for us Japanese to serve the sweets as a main dish.
Every time I go to the supermarket and I'm waiting or standing in line and I speak to the person behind me, which is what we would do in Ireland, they look at me as if I'm gone completely insane and as if the men in the white coats should come and take me immediately. And that's very different to, you know, in Ireland you talk to everyone around you at the supermarket or at the bus stop
right.
or whatever.
How about just being in lines in general in Germany that don't exist? I mean, people don't get in lines. They just form a group and whoever can push themselves to the front gets
right.
the prize.
Right.
It's like you're fighting for your life.
Exactly.
So what did we learn? Germany is indeed the country of bratwurst, punctuality and classical music. However, there are also many aspects that Germany and other countries have in common. Apparently, Germany has welcomed you cordially and has left a positive impression on you. Of course, you had also to adapt to the German peculiarities. But that's what makes living in a multicultural society so interesting.
Student Stories. Und was hast du zu erzählen?